Our Savior worked a miracle of love to feed the hungry in the wilderness, to keep them from fainting on the way, to give them sustenance of body after he had fed them with the word of life because of his love as the shepherd of the sheep. He did this for sheep who were too often without shepherds. We celebrate today, we've just heard part of the sequence that is over 750 years old now, that St. Thomas Aquinas wrote the words for, as a pondering on the mystery of the Eucharist. He chose the scripture passages that would be used for the celebration of this feast. He who loved the Lord deeply and knew the grace of being close to Jesus in the Eucharist and the whole reflection of the church down through the ages, Aquinas was wondrously qualified to do this in order year after year to help the whole people of God to remember just how great a gift we receive here in the Eucharist. And one of the prayers that was in the Psalms for the office of this same feast, he wrote, and it summed up and still sums up what we do here and what Jesus gives us here. O sacred banquet in which Christ becomes our food, the memory of his passion is venerated, the soul is filled with grace, and a pledge of future glory is given to us. For compressing into just a few words the main points of the mystery, go to Aquinas. O sacred banquet, he starts with. It's, after all, a meal. Meals that mean the difference, ultimately, in our life between survival or not, if we have enough to eat, if we have anything to eat. But meals take on more than that, just physical survival, because they are about shared life and welcome and hospitality. And so the sacred meals in the Old Covenant, in the temple sacrifices, where part of the sacrifice was shared together by those who were there, were about somehow drawing near and sharing life with God himself. God and man at table sat down together. This has come to its fulfillment as the Lord gives us no simple reminder of his goodness, no mere earthly food, but gives himself to us in the fullness of his humanity and divinity. In his risen life, he gives himself to us in this sacred banquet to fill us with every blessing, every good thing, in which Christ becomes our food, continues St. Thomas. Remember, the Lord Jesus said to the apostles, I am with you all days, even to the end of the world. He says that because he loves us and he keeps that promise, and he keeps it most fully in this mystery that we share as he gives himself to us. In St. John's Gospel, he says, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. St. Thomas goes on, the memory of his passion is venerated. There is something wondrous here as the Christ is given to us. All that he did, all his love, all his work to save us, his whole life, his whole ministry, his whole power to save, his dying and rising, all of that is given to us and is at work in this Eucharist. The Son of God is effective now to save us. And we draw near as if we were at the manger, and in the upper room, and beneath the cross, and at the empty tomb, and by the lake shore where Jesus is risen and tells his disciples that he is with them and he will not leave them alone. All of that is with us. It is the same Christ we meet who looked with love on the rich young man and told him to follow him. It is the same Christ who laid aside his eternal glory to take our flesh. It is the same Christ who touched lepers and the blind and the lame and healed them. It is the same Christ who taught crowds who were hungry not only for bread but for the word and for hope. It is the same Christ who brought forgiveness to sinners, who laid down his life for his sheep and appeared on Easter night and said to his disciples, "Peace be with you." It is that Christ who is truly present here for us, to dwell in us. There cannot be too much emphasis on the truth of the reality of Jesus in the Eucharist. The writer Flannery O'Connor, back in the 1940s, was at a dinner, and there were a number of sort of sophisticated people there, including one, the writer Mary McCarthy, who had sort of left her Catholicism behind as a teenager, and mentioned to Flannery O'Connor that, she didn't really believe in the Eucharist anymore, but it was a wonderful symbol. And Flannery O'Connor instantly shot back, "If it's a symbol, to hell with it." She wanted to make it clear that, no, this is no just symbol. Symbols are wonderful. Symbols are powerful. But symbols are things that people make and can unmake. This is something that comes to us, and we didn't make it. It is Jesus himself giving himself to us in this Eucharist. This cannot be overstressed. It is at the very heart of the Catholic faith and has been for 20 centuries. He is with us. He feeds us. He loves us. Aquinas goes on, "The soul is filled with grace." And it was knowledge that the Eucharist would give grace, grace for the journey, grace for hardship, grace to stay close to God, that Father Walter Cizek, who was for over 20 years in a prison camp in Russia, falsely accused of espionage, he had a chance in one of the later camps where he was. He could, if he was careful, find a way to conceal himself and say Mass for the Catholic inmates who were there. It was risky. They found sheds and different places. But he said that in that place, though there were no beautiful pieces of art or vestments or any of the rest of it, just the fundamental of bread and wine and words said and the Eucharist distributed very carefully to people in the different barracks. He said it was profoundly moving to him that the Lord Jesus had found a way to be present and to give salvation in the midst of people who were deeply deprived of every dignity by the government which had imprisoned them and was trying to destroy them and their hope and their faith, that Jesus was there with them, for them, to give them life. And he knew that he was where he belonged to be doing this. And finally, a pledge of future glory is given to us. Christ in us, the hope of glory, is preparing us for risen life. If we live in him, if we stay in him, if we walk in him as he calls us to walk, then we will be raised up in him, and his resurrection will become ours. And the praise of all the saints will fill the universe, and the joy of all the saints will fill the universe down through infinite ages as they praise the God who has called them out of darkness and given them the light of life and brought them all the way through, all the way home. All of this, what Jesus does for us here. O sacred banquet, in which Christ becomes our food. The memory of his passion is venerated. The soul is filled with grace, and a pledge of future glory is given to us. As we who are so blessed with this bread from heaven continue in this Eucharist this night, and with the Eucharist all the rest of our lives, let's pray for a profound reverence, a profound gratitude, a profound love for the one who has loved us completely and gives us every blessing in this meal, in this sacrifice. May God bless us, keep us close to him, open us to all his blessings as we pass our days as pilgrims in this world.